Well, it's a December evening. We're in the month of December. We're still, not quite 2 weeks away from Christmas. 13 days away from Christmas. Last night we looked at the birth story of Christ, the people that played the thing and what they were thinking. Between Zechariah and Elizabeth, between Mary and Joseph, what it would have been like, you know. How are we thinking as we come into Christmas? People often think, well, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to... People always said, are you getting together? What are you doing? You know, and a traditional thing is to eat. You know, a Christmas feast or a Christmas meal of different things. And this week, as we're coming in, we will speak about the prophecies concerning Christ's birth. I wanted to speak about the feasts that pointed to Christ. There are seven feasts listed back in the Old Testament, and they all find fulfillment in Christ. They're all pointing to Christ, that these things point to things. That God doesn't just do things out of the blue, but he has a pointing to it. So here's a start at seven of the feasts. The first one is a Passover. You know, spoke about in Exodus, it spoke about the feast of the Passover is mentioned in Leviticus 25, 4 to 8, you know. And I won't read you the whole thing, you know, but it does. It speaks about the Passover, how you took the blood and it formed a cross. You know, it was the same. It was up and down and across. The cross, blood which was shed, you know, it was on the door frame. So the angel of death would pass over. And Christ's crucifixion came at that, you know. And so it was found its fulfillment in Christ in his birth. In John 1:29, you know, John the Baptist said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, we understand the Old Testament reference. The perfect lamb that was slain for the Passover was a cover. His blood was a covering. But the angel of death passed over. You know. And Jesus, who was born in a stable, you know, was visited by shepherd, was led to the slaughter. All these things are lamb-like qualities, you know. It's a lamb that was sent for us. That fulfillment of the Passover feast was found in Christ's birth. And in his death, he was a perfect sacrificial lamb. Just as there was always a perfect lamb was chosen for the sacrifice, he was the final one. And so that feast has been fulfilled in the cross.